Meeting in his office at the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, I first asked Sheriff Jerry Clayton about some of the biggest issues facing the county right now.
So people will talk about heroin use, and we do have a heroin epidemic here. Some people may not admit to that, but I believe there's a heroin epidemic. And the heroin overdoses that we see is not restricted to where people would traditionally think about in terms of substance abuse in the more socioeconomically challenged areas. It really is throughout the county. We equipped our staff with naloxone, which is an agent that reverses the effect of an opiate overdose. When the opiate basically tells the brain to shut down, stop breathing, the naloxone that we apply reverses that effect. Since August of last year, I think our count is up to 15 saves, which means there are 15 people that we believe if we had not administered the naloxone would have died because we'd seen that in the past before we equipped staff. That's 15 less families that have to suffer the fact that one of their loved ones have died. The quotes from some of our deputies are, we felt helpless in the past when we responded to an overdose situation. We couldn't do anything. Now we can, and we're saving lives. And our deputies understand it's not their position to judge folks. This person is a substance abuser. That's not their job. Their job is to respond. If we can save a life, let's save a life. So that's a challenge. Mental health issues are a challenge for us. The state is reducing funds. The county has reduced funds as a result of the state reducing funds. So we have partnered with our community mental health. We know our stats is that as a first responder, we run into at least two emotionally disturbed persons a day. And in our jails, we know at least 50% of the population in our jail has some kind of diagnosed mental health issue. Those are the people in our community. So we're partnering with mental health to establish a crisis intervention team, crisis intervention program, and hopefully somewhere down the line, a crisis a mental health facility where, as opposed to someone that's having a mental health crisis that comes in contact with law enforcement and they end up taking them to the jail, which is not the best place for them, they can take them to that facility. We have the professionals there to tend to their needs. It's a secure facility, so it's not a risk to the community. We believe that's the right way to go. So we're going to slowly but surely move in that direction.
Last time we chatted Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, it was about the gang problem. And we haven't heard much. Is the cold weather kind of calmed that down a little bit?
Yeah, great question. The thing we look at all the time, there are some specific activities that go down in the winter. People just aren't out and about, hanging out in their neighborhoods, hanging out at the park. Everybody's in for the winter. We know, though, spring's coming. So we've already started the planning process. So how do we, not just from an enforcement standpoint, but we've brought together a wide array of people, got them in the room. What do we do? What kind of strategy do we need to put in place to address what we know is going to maybe a challenging summer? I think we keep coming back to one thing. We have to find something to keep the kids busy. The error for us would be to plan to just do enforcement. We're going to put more cops in the area. We're going to round them up. We're going to put them in. There might be a place for that a little bit, but we should take a proactive community-based response where we're trying to engage these young folks. And let's have a conversation with them. Let's find out what they need. Partnering with the schools. The schools deal with them every day. They know what some of the trauma they're facing. So we should take that approach. So that's a roundabout way of talking about, the gang-type stuff. But in our mind, that's the root cause approach. Let's address the root cause, not the outcome.
Do you think people would be surprised to hear the sheriff talking about such thoughtful things and meetings and planning and approaching crime from such a thoughtful place?
So I'll just say this. I hope not now. So I'm in year 8. So this has been our mantra from day one. One of our core strategies from day one was community engagement, community leadership, trying to be very thoughtful. We talk a lot about how do we add value to the community. I said this 7 years ago. We have the law enforcement piece down. We can arrest people with the best of them, put them in jail. But isn't that, the whole criminal justice system, I think, is the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. We need to do things differently. And I think our approach is the right approach because the national discourse. People are talking about the fractured relationship between law enforcement and the community. You can't fix that by all of a sudden saying, all right, we're going to act better. It should be a core piece of what you do. You can talk about it all day, but how do you behave? How do you interact on a daily basis? I think that's what changes the perception of the community. So I hope going into year 8, people what they hear me say, they're used to hearing me say it.
So this is the last year of your term. Have you announced yet if you're planning to run again?
I have not announced. I do plan on running. So I haven't made a secret about that. I just haven't officially filed the paperwork. But I have every intent on running. We still have some stuff that we need to do. And I think our team is providing the right leadership for our county.
Also, next Tuesday, there is an emergency communications millage up for a vote. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So this is a renewal of a 10-year millage. Obviously, the voters in Washtenaw County passed the millage previously, and it's really around emergency communications, which is really the infrastructure for communication for first responders. I'd like to try to keep it simple. People pick up the phone, they call 911. That call ends up going to a dispatch center. That dispatch center has the consoles, the radios, the computers, all the hardware and infrastructure required to take that call, look at the resources that they have available, the number of cops and where they are positioned, and then communicate to those police officers so then they can respond to that call for service. So that requires a lot of sophisticated equipment. From the towers that are strategically located throughout the county, as I said before, the infrastructure in the dispatch center, the portables that the deputies and the police officers have on the radios and the cars, and all the stuff that's far more sophisticated that I can't speak to, but those that manage this stuff can. All that costs money. And 10 years ago, the voters in Washtenaw County saw the value in that, and they understood that the communication center is the backbone of public safety. And without having a robust, effective communication center, it does challenge our public safety. So they saw that value, and our belief is they'll see the value again. The same need that we had 10 years ago is the same need we have now. Not to buy all new equipment, but to keep maintaining that equipment. And I'll say one more piece. The people that have managed the dollars associated with the first millage were outstanding. They were efficient. They were very thoughtful. They thought about the mission we were trying to accomplish and the tools that we needed to do it, and they made those purchases. So they really were great stewards of the taxpayer dollars. They will be great stewards of the taxpayer dollars moving forward. And I'll add one more thing. There's a what you want versus what you need. You know, if you have your household deal, you'll buy some of what you want, but you'll get everything of what you need. This millage covers what we need. And it also positions us as new technology comes out, not just because it's new, but because we know it will address the upcoming challenges, we can purchase that technology too and keep us on the forefront of communications and public safety in Michigan.
So this is a renewal too, so it will not cost more money?
No, it's just a renewal. The same millage rate, same dollar amount based on your taxable value. Yeah.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.